I am late. We have a top of the meeting. Leslie will not be here for a few minutes. So we'll go ahead. First bill up is House Bill 2052 relating to school finance. Representative Minutes.
Morning. I'm glad you're here this morning. House Bill 2052 allows the State Board of Education to loan financially troubled school districts up to $700,000 interest-free. The Department of Education, upon receiving the school district's appeal for a loan, is to form a working group to review the school district's financial condition and make recommendations to the State Board. Repayment of the loan is required within 4 years of the loan. Repayment is made through deduction from amounts otherwise allocated to the district and the state school funds. The measure appropriates $700,000 to general fund the department for the purpose of making the loan. The Education Subcommittee adopted amendments clarifying that repayment is to the general fund. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of the bill as amended.
Thank you. Representative Minutes. Any questions? Comments? Any no votes on House Bill 2052? Seeing none, passed. House Bill 2626, Senator Yee, relating to stream management.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 2626, as amended, would permit the division of state land to contract with the Oregon Water Resources Research Institute at Oregon State University to conduct a study of the effect of dredging on a portion of the Willamette River if funding for the study becomes available. The bill was also amended to incorporate the modified language of House Bill 2627 and allows the Mid-Willamette Valley Council of Governments to conduct a pilot study of spot dredging along two sections of the Willamette River. If the pilot study is conducted, the Council of Government is to report the results of the study to the 71st Legislative Assembly. Your Public Safety Subcommittee recommends passage of House Bill 2626 for a dollar.
Okay, thank you, Senator Yee. Are there any questions? Comments? Representative West.
Question to Senator Yee. That dollar, Senator, is that in paper or coin?
I suppose it's in paper.
Well, I'd like to be specific about that.
Okay. Right.
Mr.
Thank you. What a neat question.
Mr. Chair.
Madam Co-Chair. Okay.
I would have a question for Senator Yee also. There was talk about combining 2626 and 2627. Is that
we did that.
That's what you did?
We did.
Great. I want to remind the good representative, where is it?
Central Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
Utopia.
That the Capitol Wings were built on a budget of a dollar in the very beginning. So this is a placeholder, and we hope there is hope.
Yes, good reminder, Sandy. Any further questions from Representative Leonard?
At River Mile 50 is where exactly?
River Mile 50 is where?
Yes,
close to Independence, Oregon.
I'm sorry?
Close to Independence, Oregon.
Independence, and then 165 would be the headwaters. Or...
Okay. If Commissioner Copes is here, he knows exactly what I am sure.
Okay, those are questions. Any no vote on House Bill 2626? Hearing none and seeing none, passed. Next up is adoption of conflict amendments, House Bill 3057. I would entertain a motion. Senator Hannon moves that we adopt the conflict amendment to House Bill 3057. Are there any no votes? Hearing none and seeing none, that is passed. Now we will need a motion to move House Bill 3057.
So moved, Ms. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hanna. It's been moved that House Bill 3057 relating to crime be moved to the floor. Are there any no votes? Hearing none and seeing none, it's passed. Any announcements, Madam Co-Chair?
We may have a full committee meeting this afternoon. I don't know exactly what time, but there will be a bill and similar committee request and presentation. The bill that will provide some funding for high-speed rail and engineering.
Isn't that at 9:30 this morning?
Correct, but then you're going to move it on yourself, we hope.
Oh, okay.
And then we will sit on full committee this afternoon.
Madam Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, the Transportation and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:30, 1 hour from now, and it deals with two subjects, senior and disabled transportation and the fast rail for the Willamette Valley. And if everybody can be there, we can rapidly go into a hearing and work session and respond accordingly.
No, it's
12:13.
We need to use 12:04 because we need a certain relating clause.
It's a different bill.
Representative Westland. Mr. Co-Chair, are any of the Waking Moon sub meeting over the weekend? What was that? I'm sorry, Representative Westland. Are any of the Ways and Means subs meeting over the weekend?
We haven't had a chance to get together to decide that. We'll know soon. I think maybe we will have to meet one of the days.
Anyway, well, Butler.
Madam Co-Chair, I have two members that will be out of town on Saturday, so general government subs would likely not be able to meet.
I'm trying to work it in where if we do have something, it probably maybe be on Sunday because we have to remember
certainly
we can't be there on
Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Any other comments? Guys are doing great work. Just keep moving ahead. We're going to get out of here by Christmas.